Tarek Skubal is hurt. What do we do? We'll discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Monday, September 15th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the big headlines from the weekend. And the biggest of all, Tarek Skubal left Friday's start with left side soreness. Imaging came back clean, thankfully. The Tigers say that they'll monitor his side over the next few days, but the expectation is that Skubal will make his next start. Scott, just a very confusing situation for fantasy. Obviously, those who are in weekly lineup lock leagues, because Tarek Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball. You don't want to miss out on a start of his, but he also could get pushed back a couple days. Maybe they skip one of his starts here, right? So it's kind of a tricky situation. What do you think about Tarek Skubal?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like good news. It doesn't, however, sound like the sort of situation where a pitcher can just make his next start. So I'm concerned about it for sure. But at the same time, the Tigers are saying that's what they expect to happen. And it's Tarek Skubal. Like, he's probably your, not just your best pitcher, he's probably your best player. And so if what the Tigers say is legit, he makes his start, it's a normal Tarek Skubal start, and you have him on your bench, man, it would stink to lose the championship that way. And it would stink less, I think, if you start Tarek Skubal and he ends up not making the start. Like, to me, that's like, oh, well, you know what? Bad luck. That happens sometimes. But I would want to take my shot with my very best lineup. And considering that the Tigers are saying he should start, I'm inclined to go with it. Keeping my fingers crossed, obviously.
Yeah. Chris brought this up on the Full Length podcast, where if you play in a weekly lineup league where on Monday the entire lineup locks for all of your players, it's a little bit tougher to take that risk. But if you play in a lineup where it doesn't lock until that specific team starts playing, Skubal doesn't play until Tuesday. So make sure you have somebody else on your bench that also plays on Tuesday, where if we get some confirmation, maybe they say, all right, you know, he's not kind of bouncing back as good as we hoped. All right, we're going to push him back. Maybe we'll skip this start and he'll make a start in the final week of the season. Then you can kind of adjust accordingly. But this is all the information that we have right now. And I agree with you. I mean, you got to weigh the risk reward, but I mean, it's the best pitcher in baseball. So I think you just kind of, you got to ride with it for these last couple of weeks. We got some big prospect promotions this weekend. The Blue Jays are calling up their top pitcher, Treya Savage, who this season in the minors had a 3.12 ERA, a 0.97 whip, 14.7 K per nine, but also 3.8 walks per nine. So there's risk with any prospect pitcher that gets called up. But Scott, we've seen a lot of pitchers get called up and actually perform quite well. Is there any way that you would add Treya Savage and actually use him this upcoming week?
There might be some scenario out there where the risk is worth the reward, but it's an awfully big risk. And it does feel like, I can't say better late than never. I mean, practically speaking, it's the same in fantasy as if Savage was never called up. I guess it's nice that we get a sneak peek at him, have maybe a better idea what to expect next year. But first of all, point out, great prospect, great numbers. As you said, huge strikeout rate across four levels. Since getting to AAA, Yasavage has been used more like a reliever, multiple innings, two, three at a time. But, you know, it's been going on for a number of weeks now. And so I'm not even sure he's equipped to go six innings here in his debut, much less if he's pitching well. We don't know that either. He does have control issues. He's an extreme fly ball guy. So some home run risk there. Interesting prospect, really high arm slot. The fastball looks like it's coming straight down on hitters, and it's a strange angle in the modern game for them to see. So I like you, Savage. I just think, what's it gonna, it's too big of a roll of the dice here in his first start, not knowing if he's gonna make any future starts, not knowing how equipped he is to work deep into this game.
Yeah, and the matchups for this week, he's making his debut here at the Rays first up, and if he gets a second start, it would be against the Royals, so it's a pretty nice landing spot here, but he also could be shifted to the bullpen be used limited, so in a limited way. So it is kind of tough to answer. I think it's more exciting, I guess, for real-life purposes, just to see what Treya Savage could do, and maybe we're talking about him as a sleeper next season. Let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about another prospect right after this. Welcome back in to FBT Express. Late on Sunday night, we got some breaking news. The Giants are promoting their top first base prospect, Bryce Eldridge, just their top prospect in general, but he is a first baseman, 20 years old, first round pick in 2023. This season in the minors was hitting 260 with 25 homers, 84 RBI, and 843 OPS. Massive exit velocities. We're talking about big power here. Also, big strikeouts. So 23% rostered. I feel like there's more of a learning curve for hitters here, Scott. So similar situation. I'm excited about the player. Maybe he pops a couple home runs over the last couple weeks here, but I think it's more so just exciting to see what he can do and maybe, you know, gets us thinking about him for next season.
Acknowledging that my record, certainly the last couple years in terms of which prospects are going to stick right away and which are going to struggle, my record with that is pretty terrible. So I will acknowledge that up front. But my feeling is that Bryce Eldridge wouldn't be getting the call now if the Giants hadn't suddenly found themselves in the playoff picture and are trying to get that final push. They don't want Dominic Smith started at first base, obviously. So they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle here with Eldridge. He hadn't really been tearing it up at AAA, striking out like a third of the time, hitting the ball very hard. Yes, like it's very impressive how hard a 20-year-old can, how hard this 20-year-old is hitting the ball. It's as hard as any major leaguer, basically. So the upside power potential especially is huge for Eldridge, but he's doesn't seem like a finished product with that high strikeout rate he's running at AAA. And it's hard to say he's going to be of any use in fantasy right away. Again, with so little time left this season, is he going to have a chance to do anything that convinces me he's startable? And I would guess not.
All right, last question here for you, Scott. While we're talking about prospects and rookies, we did have three rookie pitchers who performed quite well this weekend: Bubba Chandler, Parker Messick, Brandon Sproat. The matchups for those three: Sproat is against the Nationals this week, Parker Messick at the Twins, and Bubba Chandler is home against the Athletics. Can you see yourself using any or all of these rookie pitchers in the second to last week of the season?
Sure. Yeah, I could see myself using them. They've made a few starts, obviously. I think Messick is the most usable, certainly this week against the Twins, who lose a couple of their hottest hitters with a lefty on the mound. So Messick is actually among my sleeper pitchers for this week. And, you know, four of his five starts have been great, and each six innings or more, I think he's earned a level of trust with the right matchups. Sproat's now 2-for-2 in terms of delivering quality starts, and he walked no one in this latest one over the weekend. He walked four in the first one. That made me a little especially since control had been a problem for Sproat in the minors, but follows it up with an even better start, arguably facing the Nationals this week. I think he's usable. I don't have him among my sleeper hitters, but I could see using Sproat in the right context. Chandler has the most upside of the three, I think, by a large margin. Going to be the most difficult to trust because this start at Washington over the weekend was really, well, it was his second start. He'd spent time in the bullpen before then, but the first start was so bad. And his minor league, his time in the minors this year, very, very spotty. So we saw the extent of the upside over the weekend with one run in six innings, two hits, 18 whiffs on 81 pitches. The fastball looked phenomenal. He threw a lot of strikes. It's all great stuff from Bubba Chandler. But the Athletics who he's facing this week, they can mash. And so I'd be wary of using him.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.